More of Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. It's been a discussion of winners and losers in Wisconsin over the past couple days' reports on Project Milwaukee, State of Upheaval. It seems like the most obvious casualty of the political turmoil in 2011 has been civility between politicians and regular people in Wisconsin. Whether it's a beer poured on the head of a Republican lawmaker or graffiti scribbled on a recall petition, the discourse among everyday Wisconsinites has often turned ugly. But the founders of a Madison-based group are trying to make it possible for people of all political stripes to have a constructive conversation about something besides the Packers in 2011. Katie Songer, a liberal, and conservative Scott Grabens started the group Reach Out Wisconsin, and they're gaining momentum for their effort. Songer and Grabens join us on the line now from Madison. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we hear a lot about the decline of civil discourse, not just in Wisconsin, but around the country, but especially in Wisconsin these days. What in particular spurred each of you to try to return civility to the menu?
I guess about a year ago, in around November after the elections last year, my boyfriend Ron and I were talking about how we didn't understand conservative voting and we didn't know any conservatives. We're right in the heart of Madison where we live, and all of our friends are liberals like us. And it occurred to us that we knew where to find conservatives. We could just email the Republican Party and see if there was anyone who'd be willing to talk to us to better understand just different mindsets. And so I did. I emailed the Republican Party of Dane County, our county, and said that we really wanted to understand. We didn't want to convert or be converted, but we just didn't feel like we understood things well enough. So the party found us, Scott and Carol, and the four of us started meeting, and we got a lot out of our meetings. We had dinner once a month and each time picked a different political topic to talk about, and it was often challenging, but we always learned something really valuable. After a few months of that, we decided to go public with it.
Well, and Scott, what about it especially resonated with you? I mean, were you suspicious of Katie's motivations at first?
No, we weren't suspicious. I think it just did seem like a good opportunity, and Katie was very clear in her email that, you know, we would just like to get together, have a nice dinner, talk about things. We're not here to try and convert you, or we're not looking to be converted. And my wife and I just thought it would be a nice opportunity to sit down with some folks that had different political beliefs and have a nice conversation, as opposed to, you know, it's just something that it's hard, I think, in normal groups or just with your friends sometimes even to start talking politics and keep it on a friendly level.
Well, and so what do you think you personally get, but broader maybe, what do you think Wisconsin gets by bringing civility back into the norm? You say you're not trying to convert or be converted, but what happens when civility comes back onto the agenda?
The thing I've seen and what's been really rewarding about particularly the public forums now is that when you talk about the issues, they become more real. There's a person behind it that perhaps you know, myself and another individual could be talking about a topic, and we understand that maybe we're both fathers, we both have kids, and our views on that maybe grow out of this sense of concern for what our kids are going to have in the future, and it adds that personal aspect. And for me, that's something I've learned a lot, and Katie was, I think, the one that introduced us to this idea of sharing your personal story and why do you believe what you believe.
For me, I've learned a lot of different things that are really valuable. One is that I've learned a lot about what I believe and why. Only rarely are my beliefs changed by talking to people who believe differently, but a lot of nuance comes in. I understand the issue better and I understand my own beliefs. And it's really restored my kind of hope for human nature and for America, to get to know conservatives and see that most people really are good, intelligent people. It's just really refreshing. And also, I guess, although our goal isn't to convert or be converted, a really nice byproduct of our dialogues is often that we do find surprising common ground. It's not really the goal, but we come across common ground in a way that we probably wouldn't if we were just yelling at each other.
You have an example of how that might have come up?
Well, I think one example, I mean, our second forum was actually on the topic of abortion, which so we were in the midst of our first forum, which was on concealed carry. And Katie and I were actually kind of on the side, and we're thrilled that we had about 30 people show up at our first forum, and we're off to a good start. And you know, so we kind of said, you know, abortion is our next one. That could be kind of hard. But as we started talking about it, and Katie shared her views and I shared mine, I think that at least I was definitely surprised. I think that on that topic, we were more in agreement than we were not. And to just talk about it and maybe get past some of the policy things like, you know, should Planned Parenthood be funded or not, or, you know, the different laws and whatnot, and all the minutiae around the issue, and just talk about our personal feelings on the topic of abortion, we were able to find that, I think, underlying common ground.
And I think we were able to find that because by then Scott and I had built up a trusting relationship where we respected each other's opinion and we knew that we weren't going to try to convert each other. So we each had the space to express ourselves honestly and not be defensive.
We're going into an election year. In Wisconsin, it's kind of always an election year at this point. But can you envision how this might go from the grassroots to the halls of power? I mean, at some level, it must be a little disheartening to have these personal dinners where this takes place and these bigger forums where it takes place among a lot of people, and then some months from now be confronted with elections in which the people that you are going to vote for are engaging in exactly the kind of non-civil discourse that you're trying to steer people away from.
It can be disheartening, but I am heartened by seeing that discourse can change with practice. And I think that my kind of grand vision is that efforts like Reach Out Wisconsin among citizens will lead to a changed culture across the state and the country, and that the more of us that are practicing good dialogue among ourselves as citizens and expressing that we value that, the more our leaders will hear that from us and hopefully change.
And I would definitely second that. For me personally, it's about what we can get our hands around. I don't hold any illusions about being able to change the entire atmosphere in Wisconsin or even necessarily certain elected officials, but when you have the folks showing up and you have more people starting to get behind something like this, it's a game of inches. I mean, there's not going to be the big touchdown play here and that moment where everything changes, but there's all these incremental changes, and we can start here in Dane County, and I think we've already seen a few people that are running for office or considering running for office coming to our forum. And they're going to understand, and it won't necessarily change all their behavior, but they're going to understand that there's, you know, whatever, 60, 70 people here in this room that like civil discourse. I'm trying to get their vote, and it's going to, you know, it's going to be in my head, and it's going to probably temper me a little bit anyway. And it's going to be just, again, that those little inches that we gain along the way.
How do you think doing this has changed, for lack of a better term, your default setting for discourse? Like, Scott, if you're out in public and you see someone holding a sign that compares the governor to Hitler, or Katie, if you're reading the comments section of a newspaper website and see someone characterize liberals as un-American, can the two of you say your immediate reactions are any different today than they might have been a year ago?
I would say I think my reaction is a little bit different. I would say, and I won't speak for Katie, I mean, I think we both are very strong still in our personal beliefs, and that much probably hasn't changed. But I do think we've gained more insight into, say, where the other side is coming from, and also just not wanting to get it, to seeing how unproductive some of the mudslinging is. I mean, it really doesn't get us any closer to a real solution. So having gone through this and seeing kind of what works and what doesn't work, I'm more inclined to stick on that civil route. And if somebody you know, I was not going to go there. It's really what I usually say is just agree to disagree. We'll go our separate ways, and because it's not a good use of anyone's time then.
For me, it still is, of course, frustrating, insulting to see something slanderous against all liberals, including me or whatever. But I think that is now tempered by something deeper in me. I feel like I have a sense of, you know, that hope that I was talking about earlier, just a feeling that, well, if I was to actually meet this person face to face and hear their personal story, and if they were to talk to me, we probably wouldn't be as vitriolic, and I just feel a little bit less angry than I would previously.
Are there uncomfortable moments at these forums?
Yeah.
Yeah. yes. It happens. Although I would say, I mean, like I said, we've had some moments, but I think the vast majority of the people there don't want that either. We had somebody who maybe says something or tries to talk over somebody, and then the guy next to him will nudge him and say, "Hey, why don't you let him finish?" You know, in that particular case, I remember that, you know, the guy kind of realized he had maybe lost his cool a little bit and then apologized. And I want to say, I think the two individuals in that case that were kind of talking back and forth spent the rest of the evening and they talked a bit more, and I think walked away, at least on friendly terms, maybe not friends, but at least on friendly terms after all that was done. So it happens, but I feel like it's kind of a self-policing group.
And it's the exception. It's not what the feeling normally is.
Yeah.
And it's natural. Dialogue takes a lot of practice, even among the four of us, Ron, me, Scott, and Carol. For that first 6 months that we were meeting among just the four of us, each time there would be heated moments, and it just takes a lot of practice to learn how to be respectful. So it's to be expected, but I think it's gone well.
Well, Katie and Scott, thanks so much for sharing this story, and best of luck with Reach Out Wisconsin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Conservative Scott Grabens and liberal Katie Songer are the founders of Reach Out Wisconsin, a Madison-based group that brings together people on both sides of the political spectrum for civil conversations about often polarizing issues. You can learn more about the group from links at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. The efforts of two state politicians would be music to the ears of Reach Out Wisconsin. We'll meet the two-man caucus for Common Ground next on Lake Effect.